好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们从小到大，这个一定做过一篇文章，叫做《我的家》啊。
I'm sure from our childhood, we must have written an article, My Family.
啊，我不晓得，当你现在如果再要去写一篇，不管你现在多大年纪，写《我的家》，你会怎么去写它
？No matter what age you are in right now, what would you write about your family right now?
我不晓得当初你写那篇的时候，你是怎么写的
？I don't know how you wrote your first one before.
有一个小朋友，当他这个老师叫他们画，画一幅图画，画你的家。
There was a child that the teacher asked them to draw a picture of their family.
我们在座画过的，请举手，好吧
？Raise your hand if you ever done.
你不管你几岁，穿开裆裤也没关系，很小的时候都可以。你画过我的家的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you have drawn such a picture.
哦，绝大部分都画过啊。有一次，有一个小朋友，他画了他的我的家，交出去。
One time this child he drew a picture.
他画了他的妈妈，画了他的哥哥、姐姐和弟弟。
And then he drew his mother, his brothers, and sisters.
当然也包括他自己。
Including himself.
结果老师就问他说：“你为什么没有画你爸爸
？”And the teacher asked, "Where's your dad?"
他说：“因为我爸爸太忙了，他很少在家。
”He says, "Oh, because he's too busy. He's seldom home."
那有一次，有一个妈妈下班回家的时候
，One time a mother came home from work.
她看见她的小女儿在那里擦着手，在那里骂她哥哥，骂得好厉害啊。
And then she saw her young daughter scolding.Her older brother.
他以为发生了什么事情，他说你为什么那样子骂哥哥
？So she asked the daughter, "Why are you scolding your brother, older brother?"
啊，他说妈妈，你不要担心，我们在玩扮家家。
And then she says, "Don't worry, we're just pretending, we're making make believe."
他说我正在演你，哥哥在演爸爸，我在演你骂他的样子。
I'm pretending to be you, and then my brother is pretending to be dad, and I'm just pretending I'm scolding him just like you did to dad.
弟兄姊妹，我们的家到底是怎么样
？So what is our family?
其实从很小的小孩子的印象的里面就已经留下来。
Because that leaves a deep impression on the children.
上一个礼拜我们讲过，家是我们这一个人这一生最长久生活的空间。
Last week we said that our family is an environment where we spend most of our life.
它不仅仅是最长久，而且是最重要的一个生活的范围。
Not only that we spend the most time there, it's the most important environment for our life.
上大学以前，零岁到十八岁，我们几乎都在家里面。
From age 0 to 18, we spend most of our time at home.
大学毕业不久以后，我们就自己组成自己的一个家庭。
And after graduating from college, pretty soon we have our own family.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子有一个正确的家庭观念
？So how can we have the correct concept of a family.
我们怎么样子活出一个人所谓的幸福的家庭
？How can we develop a happy family?
我相信是我们每一个人心里面都很渴望的。
I'm sure that's our desire.
我们在外面可以有再好的事业，再好的成就。
We can have many good achievements and a successful career.
如果家不是一个甜蜜跟享受的地方
，But if our family is not a sweet place where we can enjoy,
它不仅仅只是一个遗憾，它会是成为我们最受苦的一个原因。
Not only that it will be a sorrow in our heart, it will be a source of our pain.
因此，弟兄姊妹，家是神设计的，神designed
because family is designed by God.
那今天地上有很多关于家庭的伦理、家庭的教导、家庭生活的这个seminar.
There are many seminars and instructions about family life nowadays.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们应该回到圣经来。
But we ought to go back to the Bible.
看看圣经到底怎么说。
See what the Bible tells us.
这个家庭的 designer， 这位伟大的神，他对家的意念到底是什么
？Let's look at what's the idea of family from the designer of the family.
我在预备这篇信息的时候，我知道这是一篇出力不讨好的信息啊。
When I was preparing this message, I know that this is a hard one to deliver.
因为今天丈夫、妻子、孩子、父母都在这里。
Because I'm speaking to husband, wife, parents, and children.
如果今天只是一个怎么做丈夫，只对弟兄们讲的话，我会觉得容易多了。
It would be much easier for me if I only speak to brothers how to be a good husband.
哎呀，我们可以敞开天窗说直话，弟兄们应该怎么样，应该怎么样，应该怎么样。
We can open our heart and share honestly what brothers should do.
可是今天太太也在场。
But now your wives are here too.
所以我讲完了以后，回到家这些话就变成太太拿去审判你的根据了。
So whatever I say could be used against you later by your wife.
那同样的，今天如果是姊妹们，怎么样子妻子要凡事上顺服你的丈夫
？Now if I teach the sisters to submit to your husband in everything,
那也容易很多。
That's easier for me to say.
同样的，对孩子们也是这样。
And then likewise, if I only preach to the children.
所以我真的是睡不好觉，我昨天晚上不到四点就醒了。
So I really couldn't sleep. I woke up around 4 o'clock.
然后弟兄姊妹，我后来想到有三个解药。
Then I thought of 3 remedies.
那第一个呢，忠言逆耳，良药苦口。
First, I resolved in my heart that faithful advices are repelling to the ears, just as good medicines are bitter to the taste.
我希望你们了解说，我今天要讲的不仅仅那个动机是非常的纯正，是为了爱。
So I bet that you will trust me that my motivation is out of love.
而且更要知道这是神的话，我是在根据圣经讲。
And please know that this is God's word, and I'm just preaching according to the truth.
那第二副解药是什么呢？
So what's the second remedy for me? The resolution?
拜托大家只听自己该听的那一部分。
I will ask you, please only listen to your part.
不要回家去引经据典的替你的先生或替你的孩子替你的爸爸替你的什么听到。
Please do not listen to the sermon for other people and then later on quote me.
我们求神光照我们到底我这个人身上什么地方失败了，什么地方我该改进。
May the Lord shed lights on us so that we will see our faults and the areas of improvement.
那第三副解药,
so the third resolution I had.
如果你听了你觉得真的是很糟，我们的家真的很糟糕。
If after the sermon you feel my family is terrible.
或是你自己也很糟糕。
Or I myself is terrible.
或是其他的家人也很糟糕。Or
my family members are terrible.
你不要失望。
Please don't be discouraged.
我常常引用的一句话就是 We are not perfect, but we are sincere.
Because I often quote it that we are not perfect, but we are sincere.
我们虽然不完全，但是我们非常的真诚，诚恳。
Though we are not perfect, but we are very sincere.
只要我们的家还能够有进步，我们就应该感谢神。
As long as there are places that we can improve, we ought to thank God.
只要我今天蒙了光照，愿意改变，我们就还有希望。
If the Lord enlightened me that I'm willing to change, then we still have hope.
因为神还把时间给了我们。
Because God has still given us time.
你要知道吗？ 有一个年轻人，他从25岁开始，他成了家。
There's this young man, he had his family starting on 25 years old.
因为他受了他父亲的羞辱和刺激，他决定要拼一个成就给他爸爸看。
Because he did it out of the motivation to show that he could do it for his father.
所以过了25年以后，他真的是功成名就，他有很好的企业。
And after 25 years, he succeeded. He had a very successful career.
可是他非常的不快乐。
But he's very unhappy.
因为他的整个的家庭破裂到一个地步，整个家已经几乎到整个瓦解的地步了。
Because his family was so broken, it was beyond compare, repair.
所以他后来去见心理医生。
Later on, he went to a psychologist.
那心理医生建议他去参加一个家庭的研习会，一个讲习会。
The psychologist recommend that he would go attend a family seminar.
那天在那几天的聚会里面。
And during those several days at the seminar.
哎呀，他整个人大蒙光照，他发现他错了。
He was greatly enlightened. He realized that he was wrong.
因为他绝大部分的力量都为了争那一口气，所以他忽略了他的家庭。
Because all his life he spent on proving himself to his father.
他整个的注意力集中在他事业的发达和成就上。
That he neglected his family because he focused on his career only.
当他听了几堂以后，他非常的痛苦，他就上台跟在座的人做见证，他痛哭的悔改。
And after several sessions, he repented, and then he went up to the podium and gave a personal testimony of his repentance.
他决定明天一大早，这个因为那时候已经很晚，他明天一大早他打电话给他的家人，跟他们抱歉。
It was already quite late that day. He decided next morning he's gonna call his home and apologize to his family.
哎呀，那个所有在座参加的人都为他感到高兴。
And everyone was feeling happy for him.
结果没有想到，第二天一大清早的时候。
But early next morning,
他的妻子带着两个孩子来到了这个 seminar， 来到这个聚会的地方。His
wife came with his 2 children to the seminar.
然后告诉他说，他最小的儿子在英国旅行的时候出了车祸死掉了。And
to tell him this bad news that their youngest son died in a car accident while traveling in England.
因为他的儿子心情非常不好，跑到英国去旅行，结果出车祸死掉了。
Because their youngest son had very bad mood, so he went to travel in England and he died in a car accident.
当他听到这个消息的时候，他痛哭，他在会场里面尖叫。
And then, when he heard this news, he was so painful that he screamed.
所以 他再要求一个讲话的机会，上台就告诉底下在座所有的人。
Therefore, he asked for another chance to speak to the audience.
他说我们都要抓住机会啊。
He says, let's all seize our opportunity.
我们要珍惜神还给我们的时间。
Cherish the time that God still gives us.
我们要好好爱我们的家，要爱我们的家人。
Love our family members.
亲爱的朋友，今天早晨，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要讲家庭生活。
So dear brothers and sisters, this morning we are talking about family life.
那我们今天不是讲家庭生活的细节，因为不可能在50分钟里面讲完。
It's impossible for me to go through all the details of family life this morning.
那不要忘了，我这一系列是在讲兴起发光。
And also the series is arise and shine.
讲了我们个人、家庭和教会怎么样子能够为主做见证。
That how we can testify for the Lord as an individual, as family, and as a church.
所以今天早晨我们的重点是家庭 as a whole, 就一个整体。我们怎么样是能够来为主做见证
？So the emphasis of my message is how, as a whole, that our family can testify for the Lord.
怎么当丈夫？怎么样子去让你的弟兄更爱主？怎么样子你的孩子更顺服？这不是我们今天早上要讲的。
Now, my emphasis is not on how to love your husband more and how to make your children more obedient.
但是如果我们都回到圣经的原则上的话
But if we all go back to the biblical principles,
孩子们听孩子们该听的
and children listen to your part,
丈夫妻子听自己该听的
husbands and wives listen to your part,
那作为父母的听自己该听的那一部分
and parents listen to your part,
我相信对我们每一个人都会有帮助
then it will be beneficial to every one of us,
因为那不是于宏杰的家庭观
because this is not my personal family concept,
那是一个家庭 designer 神的观念
this is the concept of the family designer God.
那首先我们要看见一个基督徒的家庭一个最大的特点。
First of all, we will see the greatest characteristics of a Christian family.
就是主必须是这个家庭的中心，他必须在这个家居首位。
That the Lord has to be the center of this family. He has to have the first place in this family.
你今天有一个再好的物质环境的一个家庭。
No matter what the material success you have,
你的孩子上了最好的常春藤学校。
So like your children go to the best Ivy League schools.
但是如果神在你的家中没有地位，不是中心的话。
But if God does not have a place in your family, or he's not the center of your family.
那充其量你这一生在今生的里面，你拥有一个快乐的家庭。
So at most, you might have a happy family in this life.
那更何况我们看见很多不是这样。
But then, the truth tells us that many cases are not like so.
物质的享受不能给家带来真正的快乐。
Material wealth will not bring happiness in the family.
一个只注重追求成绩的孩子，他并不快乐。
A child who only pursues academic achievement is not a happy child.
他进到社会以后，他会受到很多的苦头。
After he graduates from school and go into the society, he will suffer much.
因为一个家不是光只是用这些来衡量。
Because a family life is not evaluated by all these.
一个家最重要的衡量因素是我们跟神之间的关系，我们彼此之间爱的关系。
The most important measurable element in a family is our relationship with our God.
所以家庭里面我们必须要知道家庭的中心必须是基督。
So the center of our family has to be the Christ.
那我们在这里，我们借着家庭生活，我们一起来经历主的恩典。
Through our family life, we get to experience God's grace.
我们在生活的里面，我们一起来经历神，来得着基督。
Through our life, we experience God and we obtain Christ.
然后我们来活出那个美好的家庭。
Then we manifest and then we live a good family.
那这个次序如果乱掉了
If this order is reversed,
我想我们记得以前讲过太阳、地球、月亮。
Like we said it before, the sun, the moon, and the earth.
如果神是太阳的话
the sun, the earth, and the moon.
如果神是太阳
If God is the sun,
那我们应该像地球一样，应该是绕着神转，以神为中心。
That we ought to orbit around the sun and as the earth, and then having sun as the center.
我们的家庭、我们的事业、我们一切其他的东西，像月亮一样，它是绕着地球转。
And our family, our career, and everything that we have will be orbiting around us, like the moon orbiting around the sun.
我们带着这一切神托付给我们的，我们绕着太阳而转。
With all these things that God commissioned to us.We center around God.
弟兄姊妹，这是神定的次序。
And this is the order God designed.
那任何时候，我们只要违背了这个次序。
Anytime we violate this order.
那决定大乱。
then everything will be chaotic.
那问题早晚会出来的。
Sooner or later, problems will come.
你就算目前觉得风平浪静。
Maybe now everything seems all right.
早晚有一天我们会收这个次序出问题所带来的恶果。
Sooner or later, we will reap from this disorder.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们等一下会讲到父母，讲到孩子，讲到夫妻。
Later on, we will talk about parents, children, and husband and wife.
但是什么时候基督不在这个家中居首位的话
？But whenever Christ is not the center of this family,
这个家就一定出问题。
There will be problem in this family.
你知道这个？我好几年以前，我上个礼拜也跟一些福音朋友分享过。
Last week, I shared with some gospel friends.
这个。我看了一个统计图表。
That several years ago, I saw a statistics report.
你发现美国立国这两百年来
，In the past 200 years since America was formed,
他们原来的这个环境、治安各方面啊，都是非常的平稳的。
That the society was very smooth.
啊，犯罪率啦，青少年的问题啦，用吸毒啦，这些自杀啦，这些比率都是非常的低啊。
The rate of about suicides, teenager problems, and all the crime problems are very low.
然后从1960几年开始以后，突然一下子整个美国社会开始直线的往下降。
Starting from the 1960s, and everything started to decline.
犯罪案件不断增加。
The crime rate started to increase rapidly.
自杀、强暴、吸毒。嬉皮啊，那个时候越战，人心的失迷，各方面的社会问题一下子全部出来。
Suicides, rapes, addictions, all kinds of social problems started to emerge.
那有人做了这个研究，把统计资料表列出来，一个非常明显的分界点在1962跟1963年。
And then the dividing point is around the year of 1962 and 63.
因为1962年，美国联邦最高法院判定说，在学校里面，公立学校里面祷告是违宪的，不可以在学校里面祷告了。
Because in the year of 1962, the Supreme Court decided that it's against the law to pray in public schools.
然后1963年，他们接着又立了一个宪，不准在学校里面朗读圣经，不准引用主导文，不准引用圣经。
And then in the year of 1963, there's another law passed that is against the law to read out loud Bible in public schools.
我现在真后悔，我没把那个图表。这个剪下来，它就是原来是这样子，突然变成这样子上去了。
So the graph of the report is like this, and all of a sudden it has a big jump.
那弟兄姊妹，那个时候他们喊一个口号。
At that time, there was a slogan.
他们说 "Keep God out of the classroom," 把神从教室里面赶出去。
The slogan they use is that "Keep God out of the classroom."
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，整个美国的这个道德、美国的祥和、美国的这种平安稳定。一下子就直线下降。
And all of a sudden, the peace and then the moral standards of America started to deteriorate right away.
我相信今天我们在座所有的基督徒，就连不信主的人，我们大概都不会讲这句话，说 "Keep God out of my family."
I'm sure none of us here would dare to say "Keep God out of my family."
但是今天我们很多的生活，我们实际的行动，就是神在这个家中被我们赶出去了。
But yet, in the reality, we keep God out of our family.
我们整个的生活围绕孩子的 schedule.
Because our life is centered around our children's schedule.
我弟兄整个的生活围绕着他的工作。
Our brothers, they center their life around their work.
而弟兄姊妹，我们的中心，我们的家庭，不再是以基督为中心了。
That our life Center is no longer to Christ.
我们追求更好的享受。
We pursue better enjoyments.
我们追求更好的设备。
We pursue better equipment.
我们在乎孩子去学这个、学这个、学这个。
We care what the kids can learn from all these activities.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说这些是罪是错。
I'm not saying that these are wrong or sin.
而是说到底神是不是我们家中的中心
？But is God the center of our family?
如果神不是这个家庭的中心
，If God is not the center of our family,
弟兄姊妹，我们在现在就可能已经开始尝到。
We're probably already getting the result now.
我们可能早晚有一天要尝到更严重的苦果。
Sooner or later, we will reap even worse results.
那在神整个基督化的家庭的里面
，In God's design of a Christian family,
那神设好的一个次序
，God designed an order.
神也设定好了这彼此这个次序里面我们该有的关系是什么
？God also designs the relationships.Within this order, among
我们很快的看一段圣经，好不好
？Let's look at a passage together.
以弗所书第五章，我们都很熟。
Ephesians chapter 5.
大家都很熟了，我们跳着读，我们读二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样在凡事上顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。我们跳到二十九节。
Skip to verse 29.
对不起，二十八节。
Sorry, verse 28.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因为我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。第六章第一节到第四节，我们一起来读啊。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 4, let's read together.
特别所有年轻的孩子们，你们都要读这一段跟你们直接有关的。
Especially the young people, please pay attention to this passage.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。好，我们再读一处的圣经，哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第十一章
Chapter 11.
第一节到第三节。
Chapter 11, verses 1 through 3.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。我称赞你们，因你们凡事纪念我，又坚守我所传给你们的。我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。好，我们圣经就读到这啊。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
我本来想预备 transparency 是在这边打出来的。
I was going to prepare transparencies.
但是我把它印在讲义上了。
But then it's printed on the outline.
啊，那这个图是已经一个完成的图。
This is a finished diagram.
我本来想用过程，就是第一件事情，我们要知道在一个家庭里面的次序。
But I want to show you the process.
那第一步是基督是个人的头。
First, that Christ is the head of man.
所以那个出色的黑线哈，那个实体线。
So the solid line.
基督是父亲的头，是母亲的头，是儿女的头。
You see the solid line. Christ is the head of the father and the head of mother and children.
这三个都是实线，没有问题啊。
So these are solid lines. There's no doubt, no problem about it.
我想这一方面大家通通都没有问题。
Okay, so.
第二方面。
And then secondly.
圣经上告诉我们，丈夫是妻子的头，所以父亲是母亲的头。
The Bible tells us that husband is the head of wives, so father is the head of the mother.
然后父母是儿女的头。
And parents are head of the children.
所以这个权柄的线，父亲到母亲，然后父亲到儿女，那都是清楚的。
So you see the solid line from father to the mother and father to the children.
那所有的 dash line 那种虚线呢，是讲到我们要存顺服、顺从态度的对象。
And all the dash lines represent the submissive.Attitude toward the person.
所以儿女要顺服父亲，顺服母亲，要顺服基督。
So children are to obey and be submissive to the father, mother, and to the Christ.
所以父亲要顺服基督。
And father should obey Christ.
那么母亲要顺服基督以外，也要顺服自己的丈夫。
And for mothers, in addition to obedient to Christ, be submissive to the husband.
所以我想这个是圣经上的次序，我们也很清楚。
And this is the order described in the Bible ought to be clear.
那我们唯一要提到一个例外的点，大家注意的。
There's an additional point.
你们有没有注意到那个母亲跟儿女之间，我没有画实线。
Please, do you see that there's no solid line between the mother and the children?
我画了一个虚，中间空心的线。
There's only dash line.
不是 dash line， 是一个空心的啊，一个 hollow 的。里面。
Okay, there's a hollow line.
Yeah. 那这一条线呢，这表示并不是说母亲对孩子没有权柄。
So it doesn't mean that the mother does not have authority over children.
但是圣经里面的教导呢，对孩子的管教，那个权柄直接的来源是从父亲来。
According to the Bible, the source of authority over children comes from the father.
那一方面告诉我们，这个做父亲的决定不能够用男主外女主内做借口，而我们不管家庭。
Therefore, husbands cannot use the excuse that wives will manage the household so that they can neglect their family.
其实真正管教教养孩子的责任是在父亲的身上。
Because the responsibility to teach and discipline children is on the father.
刚才我们读的以弗所书第六章第四节，你们做父亲的，不是你们做父母的。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 says fathers. It didn't say parents.
你只要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
That you should bring up your children in teaching and training of the Lord.
所以第一件事情，父亲们不应该用我外面忙做借口而忽略了管教儿女的责任。
So fathers should not neglect teaching their children with the excuse that I'm too busy with my job.
以前有一个故事叫做爱家的男人死在半路上。
There was a saying that men who loves the family would die on the road.
你们听过没有？
Have you heard of this?
讲到有一个农夫，他非常辛苦的耕田，为了养活他的一家。
That there's this story, a diligent farmer who works hard to raise his family.
但是他再怎么样辛苦，他们家里面的经济非常的拮据。
But no matter how hard he works, there's always needy.
The family is always needy. 有一天半夜他睡觉的时候。
One day when he was sleeping,
他梦到一个天使对他讲。
He had a dream that an angel appeared to him.
他说我看见你的辛劳，他说所以明天早上。
And then the angel says, I see your hard work. So tomorrow morning,
你起来以后你就向西一直跑。
That when you get up in the morning, you just run toward the west.
你不管跑多大的一块地。
No matter how long and how far you run,
我都送给你。
The places you've been to, that would be yours.
但是唯一的条件
But the only condition
就是太阳下山之前你必须回到家门口
That you have to return back to your home before the sunset.
那不然的话你就会死在半路上
Otherwise you would die on the road.
哇他想这样子比耕田容易多了
And he thought this is much easier than working on the farm.
第二天一大早起来他就开始跑
So early morning next day, he started running.
那跑一跑累的休息一下再跑再跑
And he might take breaks, but he will continue to run.
他其实原来已经知足了够了他说我想这么大块地够了
Actually he thought he already had enough land
可是一想到说那个太太这么多年都这么省钱还应该给他买一点漂亮的衣服啊，给他弄好一点
But then he thought about he wanted to provide better for his wife
他说再多跑一点再多跑一点
So let me run a little bit more a little
后来想够了够了一想到孩子将来还有教育费再多跑一点
And then he thought oh I have enough But then he thought about the college fund for his children OkayKeep running.
等他都跑完的时候想想我自己也辛苦了这么多年该退休享受想到了 再跑一点。
And then he thought about himself, oh, I got to have a very nice retirement, so he kept running.
等到他觉得差不多开始往回头跑的时候。
When he finally felt he had enough, he started running back.
太阳已经开始慢慢慢慢已经快下去了。
The sun is already setting.
哎呀他拼命跑拼命跑结果还是没有到家的时候太阳下去了。
He tried so hard, but he just didn't make it.
那个爱家的男人死在半路上，妻子都不知道他爱他。
So this is the reason that those men who love their family would die on the road, and their wife would never realize it.
那这是现在很多爱家的男人的心态。
And this is the mentality of many men who love their family.
他觉得我为家里面摆上这么多，难道这不是爱吗？
They would think I work so hard for my family. Isn't this love?
我每个月拿回来这一包的薪水，难道不是我爱你们的证明吗？
I give you all my monthly salary. Isn't that the proof of my love?
我平步青云，我一路上升，我越来越有成就，难道不是你们的荣耀吗？
I started my career from scratch. Isn't that your glory?
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他却忽略了一个家是需要花功夫去经营的。
But they neglected the fact that they need to labor and and labor and work hard on the family.
那个爱的关系是需要花时间去培养的。
Because the loving relationships need to be nurtured.
而我们在外面奋斗的时候，要能够胜过那些这个色情各方面的诱惑，我们是需要有一个很强的家做背后的。
In order to overcome all the sexual temptations outwardly.We need a strong family to back us up.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，多少爱家的男人死在路上
？Yet there are so many men who love their family die on the road.
然后家庭那么痛苦。
And then that leaves deep sorrow and grief to their family.
弟兄决定不能够脱掉父亲的责任。
Brothers, do not ever neglect the responsibility of being a father.
那这也是我的亏欠。
And that is also my fault.
我爱教会，也常常忘了家啊。
I love the church and I often neglect my family.
有时候花太多的时间，有时候忽略了自己的孩子。
Sometimes I'm so busy that I neglected my children.
弟兄姊妹，这两个不要冲突。
And these do not conflict each other.
那今天有很多人另外一面就觉得我的家没有弄好，我不要去教会服事。
There's another mentality that my family is not good enough, so I cannot serve in the church.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是大错的一个观念。
And that is wrong.
啊，那保罗。这个写那句话是讲到那些做长老的，他这么忙在神家的事情。
When Paul said that in the Bible, he was talking to those elders who spend most of their time at church.
他们需要花时间来照顾他的家。
He has to remind them that you need to spend time for your family.
应该更准确的说，你要有资格来当了长老，当了教会的监督。
Even more accurately, in order to be qualified to be elders and overseers at church,
有一个证明你有能力来管神的家。
As a proof that you have the capability to manage God's house,
就是你能够把家管好。
Is that you can take care of your family?
所以决定不要拿这句话说，我如果不把家管好，我不可能来爱主，不可能来聚会的。
But then don't use this statement as an excuse that my family is not good enough, therefore I do not have time to come to church or serve at church.
那你会一辈子都没有时间来聚会的。
Because then you will never have time to serve.
因为整个家的成长是一辈子的事情。
Because the growth of family is a lifetime process.
所以我刚才讲到母亲对儿女的这一环，一方面是叫父亲不要替代，不要找借口而忽略了我们的责任。
So fathers do not use any excuse to neglect our fatherly duties.
而另外一方面是母亲决定不可以啊，这个不尊重父亲而来取代这个角色。
And also mothers do not despise your husband and replace the role of a father in your children's life.
原来我说我都亲自在听过别人夫妻的对话。
Forgive me for saying that, but this is something I heard with my own ears.
那爸爸在那里管孩子的时候。
When the father is disciplining the children.
母亲出来护子。
And then the mother will come out to protect.
不要理你爸爸的，跟我去。
Don't pay attention to your daddy. Go back.
爸爸不准他去，他妈妈在这里，说不要理老爸的，我跟你去。
Maybe the father forbids the children to go out, but then the mother will say, just go ahead.
如果是这样子的母亲，她其实是把她的孩子推到阴间去。
You know, if you are such a mother, you're pushing your children to death.
圣经上讲的这么严肃，他说你不可以不管教自己的孩子。
The Bible warned us that you cannot neglect disciplining your children.
你如果用杖打你的儿子，你可以避免他下到阴间去。
That if you punish him with a rod, he will not die.
如果我们照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
If we raise them up according to God's instructions.
你一定要让他们学会在神的面前来敬畏，来服权柄。
That you have to teach them to fear God and to obey authorities.
所以父亲不要推卸责任，母亲要尊重父亲的权柄。
Fathers, do not neglect your duties, and mothers respect the father's duties.
那父母亲能够同心的来管教孩子，那是一个最理想的情形。
The ideal situation would be the father and mother will raise the children with one heart, one accord.
父亲负主责，母亲在旁边协助。
The father will bear the main responsibility, and the mother will be the helper.
不是说在旁边帮着一起骂，不见得要那么严重。
It's not to tell the mothers to help scolding the children.
你至少不要去拆他的台，开他的后门。
But at least do not go against your husband.
夫妻的管教必须一致的。
that your disciplines and teachings should be consistent.
如果不一致，你们要关起门来自己协商、自己交通、自己回到圣经上来。
If there's a conflict among you two, you better share and check with the Bible and then do it in private.
所有在孩子们面前为了管教而引起的冲突，那是破坏你们整个家的秩序和孩子未来的幸福。
Any conflicts between the father and the mother in front of the children will be damaging to the family, to the children too.
那父亲非常重要的。
So it's very important. The fathers are very important.
有一个统计资料告诉我们，就是说父母亲如果两个人都很稳定的去教会聚会的话。
The statistics show that if both parents attend church regularly,
72% 的孩子都会很稳定的去教会。
72% of children will attend church meetings regularly.
如果父亲一个人很稳定的会去教会的话，
If the father attends the church regularly,
那么他的孩子会稳定去教会的 55%， 少了一些啊，少了 20%。
And then 55% of the children will attend church meetings regularly.
就是太太不信主，只有爸爸去聚会，那么孩子会跟着去的大概 55%。
So if the mother is still not a Christian, the 55% of their children will go with their father.
但是如果只有妈妈稳定去聚会，爸爸不去的话，
But if only mother attends the church regularly and father stays home,
孩子会去聚会的比例一下子掉到 15% 而已。
And only 15% of the children will go to church with their mother.
你就晓得父亲在孩子们心中带来的影响力是远超过我们做爸爸的自己知道的。
So, you may not ever see the influential a role of a father in a children's heart.
而在美国所有的基督徒里面，
Among all the Christians in America,
小孩子从四岁到十四岁，就是这些的基督徒是在四岁到十四岁，他信耶稣的，在美国基督徒的比率85%。
In the nation of America, about 85% of the Christians accepted the Lord.During the age of 4 to 14,
他们就在很年轻的时候，父母亲就带着他们信神了，就已经归到主的名下了。
In other words, their parents brought them to the Lord while they're still a young child.
那么15岁到30岁之间，美国的基督徒信主的，他们在这个年纪里面信主的比率只占10%。
And only 10% of the entire Christian population accepted the Lord during the age of 15 to 30.
30岁以上的只有 4%.
And only 4% of Christians were converted after the age of 30.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们孩子还在我们手边的时候，
While our children are still under our hands,
你要知道父母亲对孩女们的重要。
Please know the significance of parents.To children.
那尤其是父亲对孩子们的重要。
Especially the significance of a father.
所以在这里我先讲到，照圣经里面的次序是这样。
So this is the order designed in the Bible.
父亲决定不要推卸责任。
Fathers, do not neglect your responsibility.
母亲决定不要取而代之。
And mothers, do not replace being the father.
要学习尊重，要为你的弟兄祷告，让他起来站在他做爸爸该站的位置。
Learn to respect your husband and pray for him so that he will become a godly father.
所以上个礼拜我们讲过了，男人要负责修理看守神所给他的伊甸园。
Last week we said that man is to be responsible to govern and to manage the garden that God gave him.
伊甸园是一个充满神祝福又名字叫做快乐的园子。
The Garden of Eden is a garden of happiness. It's full of blessings from God.
就像神所交给我们的家庭一样。
Just like the family that God gave us.
神在造夏娃之前就已经把责任推给了亚当，交付给亚当。
Before the creation of Eve, God already commissioned the responsibility to Adam.
好，这里讲到次序，而我们讲到他们的关系。
Now let's look at their relationships.
丈夫要爱他的妻子。
Husbands ought to love their wives.
像基督爱教会。
Just like Christ loves the church.
甚至为教会舍己。
That he gave himself for the church.
所以姊妹们现在不要听啊。
Now, sisters don't listen to me.
那弟兄们，你只要做一件事情，你就是好好的疼爱你的妻子。
There's only one thing brothers have to do. It's just to love your wife.
你要享受你妻子把你当君王一样来侍候吗？
Do you want to enjoy a king, service like a king?
你先把她当皇后一样的来疼爱她。
Just treat her like a queen.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个其实女人，弟兄们啊，其实女人是很容易骗的。
Brothers, women are easy to please.
你只要好好的爱她，而且真心的爱她。
Just love her with your heart.
啊，她为你舍命，她死心塌地跟着你一辈子的。
Oh, she will follow you and give her life for you.
因为姊妹里面最能够满足她们最在乎的就是爱。
Because sisters care the most is love.
一个纯一而完整的爱。
A pure, undivided love.
一个 faithful, 一个在他面前没有虚假的爱。
A faithful and sincere love.
啊，弟兄们，所以你要活得快乐，家庭要幸福，妻子为你不能讲做牛做马哈，他那样甘心情愿的服侍你，你就是好好爱他就好。
If you want your family to be happy and you want your wife to serve you diligently, just love her well.
你觉得你的老婆不听你吗？
If you feel your wife does not listen to you,
你觉得你的老婆很难驾驭吗？
Or it's hard to control your wife,
那最好折服她的方法就是好好爱她。
The best way to tame her is to love her.
一个再硬的冰块，你只要用爱去燃烧它，它一定化掉。
Even the hardest ice rock can be melted by love.
所以斯百克弟兄说，爱是一把 master key, 一把万能的钥匙。
So Brother Spark says that love is a master key to everything.
他今天不管哪一根筋错了，不管吃错了什么药，你只要有爱，他一定解决的。
No matter what the problem she has, as long as you love her, it will be resolved.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们这是弟兄们要做的事。
And this is what brothers ought to do.
有一次有一个弟兄给他的太太买了一辆很漂亮的车。
One time, a brother bought a beautiful car for his wife.
啊，太太很高兴开车子。
And the wife was very pleased, very happy.
那这个并不一定就意思你是爱。
But that doesn't necessarily mean love.
结果有一天，这个太太开车不小心跟人家撞了一下。
But one day, she ran into a car accident.
那还好不是那么严重，但是至少撞了。
It was not very serious, but the car was dented.
哎，那么漂亮的新车子就这样子，这个损坏了一些。
So the new car was somewhat damaged.
他好心疼啊，那他就去车子的 compartment 要去拿出这个车子啊跟保险的资料的时候。
She felt really bad about it, and then she went to the compartment to get the user's manual and insurance information.
他一打开那个 compartment 里面，这个资料里面就夹了一张卡片。
And then when she went through the insurance information, there was a card.
他的先生就跟他说 ，Honey, 你还好吗？
And then there's a card written by her husband says, Honey, are you alright?
不要担心车子，因为我爱的是你，不是车。
Don't worry about the car. What I love is you, not the car.
哦，你知道吗？那个妻子在那边当场眼泪就下来了。
And the wife was in tears right away.
我就说送车子不见得有爱，因为很多有钱的人为了唬他太太就送个车。
See, giving your wife a car doesn't necessarily mean love. A lot of rich men do that.
这种细微，这种 tender 的爱，叫女人一辈子愿意爱她。
But yet, this tender loving kindness will touch a woman's heart for a lifetime.
那糟糕了，我第二次讲这个故事，我还没写这个卡片呢。
It reminds me, I haven't written such a card yet, and this is the second time I tell this story.
弟兄们，这个礼拜 homework 回家一人写一张。
Okay, brothers, this is your homework to do.
姊妹们没听到啊？那我们现在来讲姊妹们。
Okay, now turn to the wives.
那弟兄们打瞌睡一下。
Okay, it's brother saying take a break and take a nap.
我每一个只能讲一个重点，因为今天不是讲婚姻生活。
Because this is not a family seminar, so I can only touch one point.
圣经讲到对姊妹的要求，最绝对的一个就是对她的顺服，对丈夫的顺服。
The requirement the Bible has for the women is to submit to your husband.
要存着长久温柔的心顺服我们自己的丈夫。
With a gentle and obedient heart, submit to your husband.
那是这个世代的观念不接受这个的，对不对？
But yet nowadays, people do not accept such teaching.
因为女人顶了半边天的嘛。
Because women are equal now.
啊，现在这个 ERA 女权至上、女权平等主义到处在那里运动。
And then the women movement, the feminist.
但是我早就说过了，不管人怎么样子的替自己平反争权，
But no matter how hard women try to fight for the rights,
那真正叫男人的心受到吸引的，决定是女人的温顺。
But what attracts a man's heart is still the gentleness of a woman.
你可以让美国联邦法院立法，女孩子比男孩子还要能干。
Yes, Supreme Court can pass a law saying that women are stronger and more capable than men.
你可以去借着吵架让你的丈夫好像听你的。
You can control and manage your husband through fights.
你可以大吵大闹，叫他为了息事宁人，他照你所要求的答应你。
You can get whatever you want through fights or yelling and screaming.
但是真正要得着男人的心，叫男人甚至对你产生爱念，决定是你的温顺。
But what catches a man's heart and even his love is your submission.
这是神的 design.
This is God's design.
我常常讲，就像电池有正极跟负极。
Just like a battery, there are two ends.
你买了一个玩具，买了一个电脑，买了一个电动的仪器。
When you buy electronic equipment or a toy,
你必须根据那个 designer 告诉你说正极应该是这里，负极应该是在这里。
You have to place the battery according to the instruction, the way it should.
它才会 work.
Then it will work.
不然你怎么放？你说我就是不相信，我有权利做我要做的。
If you just say, I have my right to do whatever I want.
你 go ahead 去做你要做的。
Go ahead and try it.
它不 work 就是不 work.
It will just not work for you.
那婚姻就是这样。
A marriage is just like that.
那我们今天男人就是要全心的爱妻子。
So men ought to love their wives with whole heart.
而妻子就要全心的来顺服自己的丈夫。
And wives ought to submit to your husbands with whole heart.
那这个家就 work.
And this family will work.
所以神的道理很简单的。
God's principle is very easy.
以前我看了一个故事，我没办法去查证它真假，就是讲到这个英国 Victoria 女王啊，这么显赫一时的女王。
I heard of a story that, which I did not validate was about Queen Victoria.
有一天，她跟她的老公叫 Albert 公爵两个吵架。
One day, she had a fight with Duke Albert, her husband.
她老公气得进了房间，把门关起来。
So her husband went back to the room and shut the door.
过了很久，这个女王心里面大概有点歉疚，就跑去就敲门去了。
And after a long while, the queen felt sorry, and then she went and knocked on the door.
女王在里面，不是那个公爵在里面问说谁
？So her husband says, "Who is it?"
女王。
He says, "Queen, the queen."
门没有开啊。
The door did not open.
过了一阵子又敲门。
And then she knocked on the door again.
又在里面问说谁？
So who is it?
是女王。
This is the queen again.
门还是没有开啊。
The door stayed shut.
她那天去了三次，都是同样的结果。
So she went to knock on the door three times, same result.
第四次为 Victoria 女王去再敲门的时候。
Fourth time she went on knocking the door.
她老公还是在里面很生气，他是谁啊？
The husband says, "Who is it?"
是你的老婆啊，亲爱的老公。
Oh, this is your wife, my dear husband.
门开了
，and the door was open.
啊，你一个 Victoria 女王底下杀多少人？多少人要服服敬拜她的
？She was the queen was such a mighty queen that everyone had to obey her.
但是你要得着你丈夫一个男人真正的爱，你仍然需要在温顺的底下。
But in order to win her husband's love, she still has to be submissive.
那我们现在讲到父母跟儿女之间
And now it's the relationship between parents and children.
圣经讲到管教跟养育。
The Bible talks about nurturing and discipline.
箴言十三章二十五节告诉我们说，你如果不忍心用杖打自己的儿子，你便是恨他。
Proverbs 13 verse 24 says, "He who spares the rod hates his son."
那我们今天不是鼓励着你说要用棍子，真的要硬要去打他，就重在管教。
I'm not encouraging you to discipline your child with a rod, but I'm encouraging you to discipline.
圣经的重点不光要管，更重要是要教。不光是要养，更重要是要育。
Not only that we have to discipline, we have to teach. Not only that we have to raise them up, we have to nurture them.
管是消极的，为了他防止他继续错。
To discipline is a passive mechanism to prevent him from doing wrong.
而教是积极的，为了让他知道什么是正的。
But to teach is a more positive way, is to teach him what's right.
你教他什么是正的，需要出于爱，为了他好。
In order to teach him what's right, it has to be out of love.
你有勇气去管他，冒着觉得会伤害他，让他不喜欢你的这个代价去管他，这需要更大的爱。
But it requires bigger love to discipline with the risk of offending your children.
所以刚才箴言二十三章也说到，你如果不管教你的孩子，你不用杖来管他的话，你是把他推到阴间去了。
But then, but the Bible says, if you don't punish him with a rod, you're pushing him to death.
啊，我最近看一本书叫做《Boundary with Kids》。
Recently I read a book, Boundary with Kids.
就是你怎么样帮孩子设定界限。
The how you teach and help them set the boundaries.
哎呀，我自己里面看了以后，我就觉得我自己受到很多的校正。
That through reading this book, I'm much corrected.
我在想说，如果再早几年看的话，我的孩子会比现在更好。
I felt if I read this book much earlier, my kids would turn out better.
因为我跟念慈都是心肠很软的人。
Because both my wife and I are tender-hearted.
我们会 set boundary, 我们会设界限。
We will set boundaries.
我们也会持守我们的界限。
And we will keep our boundaries.
啊，孩子过了，我们会管教他，会处罚他。
We will discipline them if they cross the boundary.
可是我们的心肠很软，很快的就软化了。
But then we easily our hearts are easily softened.
那我发现在那本书的里面，他一直要提醒父母亲要做的一件事情。
But the book kept on reminding parents.
他第一个在观念上。
First, conceptually,
你千万不要以为你管教孩子，你处罚他，会破坏你跟他之间的关系。
Don't ever think that your discipline to your children would damage your relationship with them.
因为真正的爱一定包括管教的。
Because true love includes discipline.
你要看到他的将来。
Because you want to see his future.
而且在孩子的心中，他其实需要有人帮他设立范围。
And in the child's heart, he longs.A boundary be set for him.
我看过太多的见证和统计的资料。
I've seen so many testimonies and statistics
reports. 那些被关在监狱里面的青少年犯。
Those are juvenile criminals in jails.
你问他们，他们心中最最最痛苦，或是最最让他们遗憾的一件事情。
If you ask them what they feel bad, what they feel bad about their life.
就是他的爸爸妈妈没有好好管他。
Then they will say it's because that their parents did not discipline them.
因为当他在这里试着跨过界限的时候
，because when he tries to cross the boundary,
他发现他的父母亲任凭他跨过
，and he realized that his parents would just let them.
所以当他下次再跨的时候，再想要去试探那个界限的时候
，when he tried to test his boundary again the second time,
他发现他又可以跨过去了
，and he realized he could do that again.
等到有一天他跨过了国家的法律的时候，出事了。
And finally, one day, he will cross the boundary set by the nation, by the country.
父母没有真正的在这里保护他。
So the parents did not protect him at the first place.
所以不要以为说我今天去管他，虽然他会不高兴，孩子一定会不高兴。
It's true that when you discipline them, they will not be happy.
我还很少听到一个孩子爸爸妈妈管他，他满脸感动流泪，爸爸真谢谢你，我要好好孝顺你。
I've never seen a child yet that they would be so grateful when their parents discipline them.
他你一面管他，他一面感谢你。
That they would not be like that.
我到现在我没有听过一个。
I have not met a child like that yet.
孩子一定不喜欢你管他。
Of course, they would not like it.
不然他就不是亚当的子孙。
Otherwise, they would not be descendant of Adam.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天不来帮孩子设定界限。
But yet, if today we do not set boundaries for our children.
不来教导孩子一件重要的事，就是什么时候你跨过了这个范围。
If we do not teach them a very important principle that whenever they cross the boundary,
你需要为你跨过界限这件事付出代价，遭受损失。
That you will bear the consequence and loss for doing so.
你要为着这个结果，你自己要负责。
You have to be responsible for the consequence of your action.
所以我就以前常常跟我的孩子讲，不是我不让你跟孩子们出去玩。
So I often told my children before, it's not that I forbid you from going out with your friends.
我说是你自己不让你出去跟孩子们玩。
Because you, took away the right to go out.
因为我早就跟你讲过了。
Because I told you before.
如果你不这样子做的话，你不能够出去跟孩子们玩。
That if you do not do this, you do not have the right to go out.
我说你不要生我的气，你应该生你自己的气。
So don't get angry at me. Be angry with yourself.
那弟兄姊妹，有一次这个作者他说他有一次到一个好朋友家去。
But this author of the book says one day he went to his friend's house.
那好朋友的先生去接电话去了。
And then the friend's husband went to pick up a phone.
那这个好朋友在房间里面，所以他就进去看看他们，因为他们是很熟的家庭。
And then the good friend is in the room, so they went to see the friend. They're very close friends.
他一进到他的那个孩子的卧房，发现那个妈妈在帮十几岁的孩子正在那里收他的。
And then he noticed that the mother was cleaning up the room for her teenager child.
帮他把地上的衣服啊，什么东西收起来，在那里整理他的房间。
She was picking clothes out of the floor and then cleaning up the room.
这个朋友张大了眼睛说：“你在干什么？”
So the friend was amazed. What are you doing here?
他的朋友问他说：“你问我在干什么？”
You ask what I'm doing here?
难道你没有看到我在干什么？
Can't you see what I'm doing here?
他就问他说：“对啊，你到底在干什么？”
But what are you doing?
所以等到这个好朋友出来的时候，他就跟他的朋友讲。
So, the author shared with his friend.
他说我看见你在帮你儿子做的事情，我就为了他将来的太太心里感到难过。
When I see what you're doing for your son, then I feel sorry for your son's future wife.
一个十几岁的孩子不知道照顾自己。
Because a teenager doesn't know how to take care of himself.
他仍然要依靠他的妈妈来帮他 take care 所有的事情。
He still depends on his mother to take care of everything for him.
他养成这种依赖性，他养成别人都应该对他好的这种观念。
He develops this dependency and the idea that everyone has to care for him.
等到将来进到家庭，进到社会的时候，他会吃多少的苦头，而你父母亲已经不在他旁边。
When he later on enter into his own family or the society, he will suffer much, and yet his parents will not be around.
所以我们不要为的只是讨好眼前孩子们对我们有好感。
Don't just try to please your children so that they like you.
而我们塑造了他们一些将来在这个社会里面没有办法生存的性格。
Yet we form a character.That prevent them from surviving in this society.
没有办法在神的面前被神用的一个性格。
That this character will prevent them from being used by God later.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一定要除去一个观念，我自己也是受了很大的提醒。
I myself also reminded much.
不要以为你去管教孩子，跟孩子们中间这样子的冲突是会破坏你们的关系。
Don't ever think that the conflict.Caused by disciplining your children would damage your relationship.
虽然孩子们的表现是这样
Maybe they will behave like that.
但是如果我们像圣经上说的，我们不是去 provoke 他们，不是去惹他们的气。
But if we don't mean to provoke them.
我们不是随己意随便在这里发脾气管教他们。
We don't discipline out of our own will or like or pleasure.
我们让他们知道，我们不仅仅管，我们更要把他们带到正路上来。
Not only that we discipline them, we want to lead them on the right path.
孩子几次，他们就会习惯这个新的范围，他们会很快乐的。
After a couple of times, they will get used to this new boundary. They will adjust.
他其实在一个范围的里面，他其实活得非常的快乐。
Actually, within a set boundary, they can be happy and secure.
反而是那些一直想要跨越界限、跨越界限的人，他活在挣扎和不痛苦、和痛苦的里面。
It's only those children who always try to test their boundary. They live under struggles all the time.
因为他总是希望再多得到一点。
Because they always want to get more.
总是想多占一点便宜。
They always want to get more advantage.
所以他里面举了很多的例子，我想都是我们常常碰到的。
The book gave several many examples that we often encounter.
他讲到我们全家就说好中午要开车到 LA 到迪士尼乐园去了。
Say for example, if the family decides today at noon we're gonna drive to Disneyland.
那每一个人都有责任要在这个中午十二点以前把所有的事情每一个人都要做好。
Therefore, everyone is responsible to finish everything before noon.
那其中有一个儿子是负责院子的，要把工具还给邻居，要把院子怎么样清理好，我们全家才能走。
Maybe one son is responsible for the gardening, so he has to return all the tools to the neighbor before noon.
他就是左拖啊，右拖啊。自己做这个，怎么叫他，他就是在那里拖。
But say if he just keeps on procrastinating and delaying.
然后父母忙着去做别的事，等到十一点四十五回来，一看他还坐在那边看电视。
And the parents are probably busy, and at 11:45, they came around and saw him still watching TV.
然后一看十二点快到了，只好全家快快快，爸爸呀、哥哥啊、弟弟啊，帮他一起去把院子弄好，然后把东西送给别人，然后坐在车上，一路上大家发脾气，在那里骂他。
And then so what they did is everyone tried to help him to finish up his task, returning the tool and everything. Finally, they took off at noontime, but everyone was mad at the son.
所以他知道他拖到最后一分钟，大家都会来做。
Because he knew that if he just kept on delaying, everyone would jump in to help him at the end.
他不需要付代价，他只需要爸爸妈妈骂的时候暂时当一下聋子就好了。
He did not have to bear any consequence. He just had to bear the scolding of his parents at the end.
那个痛苦的时间最多10%、90%，他可以 relax.
And then, so he will suffer a short time of being scolded, but 90% of the time, he can just be just relax and be irresponsible.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们一定要学习教导自己的孩子啊。
So we need to learn how to discipline our children.
那么，做父母的在管教孩子的时候
，when we discipline our children,
那父亲是主责。
The father bears the most responsibility.
那母亲来帮助他。
A mother is to assist.
要不要惹儿女的气
？Do not provoke your children.
我那天我在读这段圣经的时候，我很冤枉，我就跟念慈讲，我说现代的都是孩子惹爸爸妈妈的气，对不对
？When I read this, I felt, well, this is not right because nowadays it's the children who provoke the parents.
但是圣经上这样讲，所以做父亲的，因为在管教的时候，要么不管，一管呢，这个晴天霹雳，好大吼大叫的。
But yeah, the Bible knows better because fathers sometimes they neglect discipline, or when they finally discipline, they provoke the children.
啊，在别人面前不好意思生气，所以孩子一直赖皮。
And maybe they don't discipline in front of others, so children, can take advantage.
明明讲好聚会的时候不准跑进来。
Say, I warned you, never come in during church meeting. Don't run in.
他就一次进来，两次进来，三次进来，因为你在众人面前，你不好意思发他脾气。
And the children might just come in once, twice, three times because they know that you will not discipline them in public.
然后等到一上车了以后。
But then when you get into the family car,
哇，啪啪啪啪，就把他骂一顿了。
You start yelling at the children.
哎呀，怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？就哦，真的是震天假响的骂他。
And then you start yelling and scolding very loud.
那弟兄姊妹，这不是正确的方法。
This is not the correct way.
孩子们，你如果跟他讲聚会中间不准跑进来。
If you tell your children, do not run into the church, the meeting at church.
除非 life and death 是紧急的事情。
Unless this is life death urgent situation.
当他跑进来的时候，你当场带他出去，当场处罚他。
And then if they run in, then you take them and out right away at the spot.
管教的事项一定要 consistent, 然后不动血气。
That you have, when you discipline, you have to be consistent, and you cannot be in your anger.
因为你是爱他，为了他好处。
Because you do all this out of love.
你如果不及时的话。
If you don't do that on time, in time.
如果不 consistent 的话。
Or inconsistent.
孩子搞不懂。
Then children will be confused.
然后你累积了这么多的愤怒，他更不明白。
They will never understand your accumulated anger.
等你发出来的时候，已经是山洪爆发了。
And when you finally let out of your anger, it was like volcano.
你的话也重，脾气也大。
And then you will say things too harsh.
你只能够压制了孩子，但是他却没有真正受了教。
You might have temporarily suppressed your children, but you have not really taught them.
所以圣经上不光讲管更重教，不光讲养更重育。
Because the Bible not only tells us to discipline, but also to teach, not only to raise them up, but to nurture them.
中国的父母太重养了。
Because we Chinese parents only focus on raising them up.
给孩子吃最好的，用最好的。
Give them, provide them the best materials.
让他们学这个，让他们学那个。
And help them to learn this and that activity.
但弟兄姊妹在性格的塑造上。
But yet in character building.
在跟主之间的关系上面。
In relationship with God.
在跟人的相处上面。
Or relationship with men.
在装备他们将来谋生他们独立的能力上面。
Equip them to be independent.
我们都比较缺乏。
We're very lacking.
所以我们需要神来调整我们。
We need God to correct us.
我想我的时间到了，我底下的那几个点我只是点到就好了。
My time is up, so I will go through the points briefly.
基督化家庭里面三个最重要的因素。
The three most important elements in the Christian family.
我们要彼此相爱。
We have to love one another.
借着舍己。
Through self-denial.
你不肯舍己，你不可能有真正的爱。
Without denying yourself, there's no true love.
最好表明爱的方法就是借着舍己。
The best way to express your love is through self-denial.
那这是互为因果的一件事情。
And this will self-feed.
第二个重要的因素讲到成长。
The second most important element is to grow.
我们既然被摆成成为一家人。
Since we are put together in a family.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得这是神主宰的权柄。
And this is out of God's sovereignty.
特别让我们能够成为一家人。
That we can become a family.
所以我们不是只是在这里吃喝拉撒过一生啊。
So not only that we live our daily lives together.
我们怎么样在一起的时候能够彼此成为对方的祝福。
That we ought to be a blessing for each other when we are together.
能够帮助对方成长。
That we can help each other to grow.
我们是做父母的，我们从孩子的身上也学到很多东西。
Parents often learn a lot from our children.
从养育他们、照顾他们、看见他们的成长和变化，我们学到很多。
From caring and raising them up, we learn a lot.
从他们跟我们的分享里面，我们也可以成长。
From their sharings with us, we too can grow.
从我们失败的经验里面，我们也可以成长。
We can grow from our failure experiences.
那更不要说孩子们可以从父母的身上得到成长。
And then children can learn and grow from their parents even more.
没有一个孩子不受他父母的影响。
There's not one child who is not influenced by his parents.
不管是正面的或是反面的。
Either positive or in a negative way.
我们都在孩子的生命里面刻画了永远影响他的因素。
We're always imprinting an element that will influence their life.
他们的性格，他们的价值观。
Their value system, their characters.
他们人生的态度，他们与人相处、人际的关系。
Their attitude toward life and their attitude toward men.
通通都会受到父母潜移默化的影响。
Will all be influenced by the parents.
所以这次讲到成长。
So this is about growth.
所以夫妻之间不仅仅只是 oneness, 更是怎么样子能够成全对方。
So between the couple, they not only have to have oneness, but they also have to help each other to grow.
而且是 complete each other.
So that they can complement each other.
他原来不完全的，借着我把他 complete.
He's not complete until I help him to be complete.
而第三个传承。
And the third heritage.
是借着榜样。
It's through being a role model and example.
家人直接受我们影响。
Because our families are influenced by us.
所以当我们要在这里为神家做见证服事的时候。
So when we want to testify for the Lord and serve the Lord.
那家人、孩子是我们最好的样本。
And our family is our best model.
到底我们在这里是一个怎样的人。
Exactly what kind of person I am.
它其实很容易在孩子们的身上就都出来了。
It can be manifested through our children.
我想今天我说过了，我们的信息没有办法从生活的每一个角落都讲到。
As I say, I cannot cover all the details of our family life.
但是我就是要回到家是一个非常重要为神兴起发光的一个地方。
But we have to remember that family is such an element to arise and shine for the Lord.
整个家让基督作为我们的中心。
That Christ has to be the center of family.
我们学习每一个人。都让主在我们身上居首位。
Let's learn to have the Lord as the first place in our life.
年轻的孩子一样要这样。
It's the same for the young children.
不要把所有的东西都跟父母直接都怪到父母的身上去。
Don't blame everything on your parents.
你自己要向神负责。
Be responsible and before God.
所以夫妻之间活出 oneness, 活出那个 completeness.
And with among the couples, live out the oneness and the completeness.
那儿女们学习顺服。
And children learn to obey your parents.
学习活在父母亲给我们所划定的范围。
Learn to live within the boundaries set by our parents.
学习活在圣经所给我们划的范围里面。
Learn to live within the boundaries set by the Bible.
我相信这个家一定是充满了神的祝福。
I'm sure this family will be full of God's blessing.
我的信息停在这，我们一起再唱哥林多前书十三章，好不好
？Let's sing the hymn.
爱。当我们唱的时候，我有一个小小的要求，你们先不急着出去好吗？请大家先不急着出去，好不好
？Please don't rush out yet. I have a small request.
当我们唱《哥林多前书》十三章这一段的经文的时候
，When we sing this hymn，
如果你们的家人在一起，请你们现在坐在一起。
If your family is here, please sit with them.
好，如果你的家人现在不在你的旁边。你跟弟兄姊妹也坐在一起，中间不要有空位。
If your family is not with you here, please sit with your brothers and sisters.
家是教会的小影，是神国的小影。
Because church is a miniature, family is a miniature church.
在家的原则一样要运用到教会去。
The family principle can be applied to church.
我希望我们一起家人就是坐在一起，我们来唱歌。
I hope all the family will sit together when we sing the song.
感谢主，来，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒。不喜欢故意，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，凡事要忍耐，爱是永不止息。爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事。
欢我也只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，是忍耐，凡事要忍耐，爱是永不止息。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together。
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Oh Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你不仅仅是一个充满爱的神。
Not only that you are God of love.
圣经上告诉我们说你就是爱。
But the Bible tells us that you are love.
这个爱是一个永远不改变的爱。
And this love never changes.
这个爱是长阔高深的爱。
And this is long, wide, high, and deep.
而今天圣灵已经把这个爱浇灌给我们。
And today the Holy Spirit has poured down this love for us already.
主，我们在圣灵为着我们每一个家庭，我们向你祷告。
So we want to pray for every single family.
你要我们的家能够建立在你的爱和你的话语信实上。
That you want us to build our family based on your faithfulness and your love.
让我们能够照着你的心意和设计来建立我们的家庭。
That we will build our family according to your will and your design.
是的，我们真是很多地方不完全。
Yes, in many areas we're not perfect.
无论做丈夫、做妻子、做父母、做儿女的
，Whether be husbands, wives, parents, and children，
我们身上都有许多的不完全
，We have many shortcomings，
我们甚至有许多的错误
，Or many faults。
主啊，你把我们带回到圣经里来
，Lord, lead us back to the Bible。
让我们把我们带回到你起初的心意里面来
，Back to your original will。
让我们先不管别人对我怎样。
No matter, let's discard how other people treat us.
让我们先照着你的话活出我们该有的角色和责任。
But that we will fulfill our responsibility and be on the position that you have for us.
做丈夫的全心爱自己的妻子。
Husbands will love wives with whole heart.
照主的话来教育来养育自己的孩子。
We will teach and nurture our children according to God's words.
做妻子的愿意在顺服。我们自己的丈夫如同顺服主一样。
That wives will submit to husband as to the Lord.
也让做儿女的不仅仅听从父母，也学会孝顺父母。
Help the children not only to obey their parents but to honor them.
你说这不仅仅是应当做的。
You say that this is not only right.
也是第一条带着应许的诫命。
But this is the first commandment with a promise.
因为你喜悦做儿女的听从顺服自己的父母。
But you, because you delight in the children being submissive to their parents.
主啊，我们把我们的家都交给你。
Lord, we commit our families in your hands.
来复兴我们的家庭。
That you will revive our families.
如果有破裂，有伤痕的。
If there's brokenness, there's wounds.
主啊，你来医治，来重建我们的家庭。
Come and heal.And rebuild and restore.
来替我们设下火城来保护这个家庭。
Set a wall of fire to protect our families.
让我们看重你所看重的。
That we will care what you care.
而不让我们随从这个世代的潮流。
That we will not follow the trend of the world.
尤其是在我们孩子们身上。
Especially on the children.
我们知道有一天他们都会离开我们。
We know that one day they will leave us.
你让我们在这一段暂时的时间里面。
While they're still under our temporary care.
你让我们都能够把他们带到你的面前
That we will lead them to you
也不让他影响了我们夫妻的感情
And then they will not damage the relationship between husband and wife
更不影响了你对家那神圣的托付
Or the sacred commission you have for the family
我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayers
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen